Hello, nice to see you again. This is Shane. I hope you are having a great day. Today I'm going to read you a short story, but inside has got a lot of words we can learn and also get an insight into one of the biggest important day in America. It's titled Thanksgiving Day. 我们看看 thanksThank, thanks, thank you. You don't need to thank me. Yes, thank you. Thanksgiving, G-I-V-I-N-G, give it to me. Thanksgiving, 这是一个 it's a U.S. holiday. Let's start. I can't remember what's the Chinese word for Thanksgiving Day is.It might come to me in a while. Let me start reading the story to you. Thanksgiving Day is the most traditional holiday of Americans. It's always celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November. People want to give thanks to God for their harvest. The big family dinner is planned a month ahead.The main dishes for Thanksgiving Day are turkeys and pumpkin pie. Today, Thanksgiving Day is not only a day to give thanks, but also a day for family members to get together.
这有一点点像那个Thanksgiving Day, 感恩节。
For family members to get together.
这有一点点像我们的元宵节、
Okay, let's look at some of the words in this short story. Traditional. Traditional.
我们看一下、这个、我们先把 AL、放到一边。我们先看看这个字 Tradition.
Tradition.
这个字呢，它在发音方面它分三段 tradition， 英文有个规律，这个规律好像还真是100%，那个就是 t， 你看到任何字，不管它有多长，它的高音永远在 t i o n 这个的前一段，像这个 tradition， 它的前一段就是 d i tradition。Tradition, 这个是习惯或者是习俗。所以 traditional 就变成习俗的。加一个 AL, 它继承了原来 tradition 的所有的意义。Traditional holiday, holiday 我们都知道是假期或假日。
Celebrate, celebrate.
这个字呢，它也发音分三段 ，celebrate。
We usually like to celebrate our birthdays and Chinese New Year, Moon Festival Day,
清明节 ，etc.
So all those special days or occasions, we can celebrate. Celebrate.
这个字也是分三段，高音在第一段 ，celebrate。
On fourth Thursday in November, I don't know that。
下一个字我们要学的呢是 harvest， harvest， A R 在这边发长音 R， harvest， harvest 是丰收
，so。In the olden days, they always like to thank God for their harvest. Planned is planned a month ahead. Well, that's quite something. So the main dishes for Thanksgiving Day are turkeys. Turkeys.
高音在第一段 Turkeys. 火鸡
And pumpkin pie. Pumpkin.Pumpkin 是南瓜 Pumpkin pie is really very nice, very yummy. I love pumpkin pie. turkey， 它是火鸡。有的时候，我们如果说任何人是个火鸡的话，这个表示觉得这个人的智商有一点低，所以 he's a turkey。 所以我们有一点有的时候用这个字来也不是真骂人，意思就是因为火鸡不是很聪明的一个动物，所以把人形容成火鸡，其实也就是说那个人不是最聪明。 OK OK， So Thanksgiving Day, I hope you enjoy listening this storyAnd I do like to invite you to read along. And remember, practice makes perfect. Hope to see you again tomorrow. Ciao.
更多精彩内容，请大家关注我们的微信公众号，在微信上搜索英语故事课堂就可以啦。每天都会有更新的故事哦。